John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are available through punchlineatphilly.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the weepiest man in all of comedy.
Okay, John.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm up there with you. These guys will back me up. A sad McDonald's commercial will make me cry. Yeah. So,
especially if there's a dog in it.
Well, let me tell you. Are you talking about the AGT moment? Are you talking about that?
No. What's the AGT moment?
Oh, I was on America's Got Talent, and I cried, too, there. You know, I cry everywhere now. Like, I'm that dude. I never cried till I had a daughter. And anyone with a daughter knows they change you. My daughter has changed me, man. I cry so much, my wife looks at me in disgust. It's like ridiculous how much I cry now. You know, I don't know. A daughter did it to me, you know?
Now, wait a second. Didn't you, when it came time to propose to your wife, weren't you all weepy then, too?
John, I got to tell you, I had a whole game plan going into there. This is what I was going to say. I was like, baby, I love you. You know, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. I had this whole speech. But when she turned around and we made eye contact, it was like, you couldn't understand a word I said. It was the worst proposal ever. I was so nervous when I proposed. I forgot to give her the ring. So I had to get down on my knee again and give her the ring. That's how nervous I was. It was ridiculous. God.
What did you hold out, your pinky?
Because my wife, I asked her to marry me, and she said yes, and I just kind of walked off. I was like, okay, great. And then let's go. I forgot to give her the ring.
Oh, God. So from what I understand, you know, we're doing this on the phone because of COVID. But from what I understand, you are a COVID superhero.
Let me tell you something. I was the first person at St. Joseph's Burbank with COVID. You know, people say, I don't want to take the vaccine. I don't want to be a guinea pig. No. I was a guinea pig. Literally the first person. This is a true story. The doctor walked into my room and said, we don't know what we're doing, so we got to give you everything. And that was real. And they gave me every drug under the sun to try to save my life. I was one of the first people they didn't put on a ventilator, so I survived. And they would take my results and send them across the country. That's what's crazy. I have doctors and epidemiologists come to my show from across the country and tell me how they saw my results.
Wow. That's wild. Now, my sister-in-law, she had COVID, and her antibody level is like 900. My wife's telling me, like, that's unheard of. Where are you?
2,500.
What?
The doctor told me that. I looked at my wife and said, I'm a superhero. I'm the half Black Panther. John, do you realize I could sneeze on someone and cure them? That's where I am. If I sneezed on you, John, you would be cured. That's where I am in this whole game. The doctor said he's never seen levels that high. You know, it made me cocky. I started going out and touching everything, opening doors for everything. Like, I was that dude. Like, I had no fear. You know, a cop pulled me over and was like, do you know why I stopped you? I was like, no, bitch, and just drove off. Amazing. Like, I have no fear of anything now, John.
You got two kids now, right?
Oh, my God, yes. Five and two. My son's five, my daughter's two.
No way. Right. Same here for me and Steve.
Yeah.
Five and two.
All right. So
we're all miserable people right now. That I know, because they nonstop. And you know my kids are Black, white, and Asian, so they're pandas. You know, we gave birth to pandas. They're little panda bears that run around. But they're nonstop, man. They're nonstop. I love them, but, you know, it's just nonstop.
Now, what did your son do for Christmas in regards to Santa Claus?
Oh, he cries. He's scared of Santa Claus.
Oh, really?
He will not go close to Santa. He's almost five, and he won't go close to Santa, which makes me feel good because that means he's not going to go around any strange white men with beards. The type of crowd that doesn't like me anyway, you know?
Steve said he left him a COVID test?
He did. This is so crazy because my son knows what I went through. So he left cookies and a COVID test for Santa and told us in his 4-year-old way, he can't come in the house if he has COVID. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. You know, it's so crazy what kids pick up, because I'm not that COVID crazy person. People tell me they just got COVID after what I went through. I said, you got third string COVID. Okay. Calm down. You got the bench warmer COVID. You got the trainer to COVID COVID. Okay. You got the Michael Jordan playing baseball COVID. You got the weak COVID. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And how's the rest of your family? How's your mom? Because you had great stories about your mom the last time we spoke. How's she doing?
My mom and wife got in a fight. So my wife cooks once every couple of, once. And my mom walked into our new house and looked around and goes, what a beautiful kitchen for no cooking.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, that's where my mom just turned 70. And now it's ridiculous. All bets are off, man. My mom will say anything to anybody. She don't care. Because her whole thing, it's a true. That's her whole thing. She will say the rudest thing to somebody and go, why? It's a true. You don't like true?
That's Asian culture, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, why? It's my mom's culture. Korean. They don't play games.
I went into a laundromat one time to get pants loosened, and I said, I need two inches taken out. And she looked at me, and I see this lady maybe once every year or so. She goes, 2 inch a lot. Bitch!
No!
Just loosen the pants!
2 inch a lot. My mom, she won't even say my friend's names anymore. She describes them. Mama called me and said, what's your friend's name again? I go, which one? She goes, Fat Boy Small Feet. I go, oh, okay. Okay. And here's the problem. I knew exactly who she was talking about. That was the problem. I knew exactly who she was. But my mom is that. I wouldn't say she's mean. She just, in the Asian culture, they just tell you what's on their mind. And here's the thing. They're not lying.
Michael Yo will be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. We recommend this show highly, folks. It says Michael is just a complete hoot.
First of all, Josh.
What?
Josh, I can't wait to next year when I come by to come back in studio with you. You're a legend in the game, and you always supported me, and that means so much to me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Michael. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. You have yourself a couple of great shows. I won't go because, COVID, unless you promise to sneeze on me and give me some.
John, I will spit all over you. It'll be great, man. Just come on out.
The John DiPella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.